Governor Gretchen Whitmer, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be with you.
You've signed the auto insurance bill, and it does seem like you changed your position from the one that you originally staked out. What changed and why?
Well, I said I was going to veto a bad bill because it was a bad bill, and the legislature took me seriously, as they should. And so we got to the table and negotiated, made it into a better bill that I believe is still not perfect. No bill ever is, but the fact of the matter is I think that this is a real monumental step forward, that after 5 years of not being able to get anything done in the first 5 months of this administration, we are able to boast a real bipartisan solution to something that's been vexing us. We want to bring down rates for people and protect the safety net, and I think that this bill is going to take a big step toward both those goals.
When will people start to see the change in their insurance rates?
We've got a Department of Insurance that is going to be holding their feet to the fire to ensure that these reductions are going to yield savings for the motorists. I mean, it's going to take a little while. We've got dates built into the bill, but I think that we're going to see real relief for people.
We are talking with the Straits of Mackinac in view, and Attorney General Dana Nessel set a 30-day deadline to basically bargain with Enbridge. What do you need to see on a deal regarding Line 5 and ensuring that the lakes are protected from an oil spill?
As you know, I've issued executive directives in terms of protecting us from anchor strikes. My goal has always been to get the line out of the water, and Dana Nessel and I are in lockstep on that goal. As the governor of Michigan, I think it's incumbent on me to try to get a date certain out of Enbridge, not to let this go indefinitely. And I think that's the question about litigation, is the lack of assurances that we're ever going to get resolution in a timely manner. And that's what I'm trying to avoid here by getting an acceptable deal. We don't have one yet. We're continuing to talk. And if we don't have one, clearly, litigation is the alternative tack, and I know that the Attorney General is ready to proceed.
But technically, there's been talk about burying the line, about creating an outer pipe around the pipeline, which is what Enbridge has been talking about doing. What's your position on what that line should look like?
I want the line out of the water. That's what I've always said from day one. If it is in a tunnel, it's out of the water. But we can't wait until the completion of a tunnel for us to shut down the line and get it out of the water. And I think that's the most important thing. This is an old pipeline. Enbridge maintains it safe. But you know what? I don't for a second take this one lightly. And that's why we're working so hard. And if we don't have a resolution, we will end up in court.
You've been working in state government for a long time. You've worked in the legislature. You've worked with governors. But being the governor is a completely different deal. What do you know about this job now that you didn't know when you took it?
That's a good question. I'll just say this. Every governor, I think, learns things as they pull back the curtain on state government. You know, we've got a lot of lawsuits against the state from the last administration that are going to come due on my watch. There are families that I talk to who've lost loved ones in the National Guard. That's a part of the job, and it's an important part of the job that maybe the public doesn't see. So I think that there are some hard surprises and some wonderful surprises, but every single day, even on the hardest days, I'm grateful that I've got the opportunity to be the governor of this great state.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rick.